I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello and welcome to a Product Theory Season 4 Ballistic Critters. In the previous episode, our team was fighting for their lives for popcorn against an endless horde of puppetry and their felty ways. We rejoin the team as they are in the midst of combat. They have their two popcorn prizes, however they can always get more. And more prizes means more something. Take it away, guys. What are you going to do?
We had two, didn't we?
Yes.
Two in the big bagel.
I want to know, how much SP is something? And what exactly does something taste like?
You needed originally the two for the people back at the base. However, any further ones, I would say...
Oh, no, I was just making fun of you. You said, when you just said something.
Yeah.
Like, they'll get something.
Like, oh, great. Mean...
great world building there, DM. Good job. How much is something?
Maybe something is a secret surprise tool that will help us later.
How much is nothing?
Yes, how much is nothing? How much is nothing?
That's to ask that what is.
Yeah.
Right.
I think we should take for a couple more bags.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll need some more health.
The two that you have are for the critters back in the green room that are locked in there. Any further ones will could basically be your own.
Awesome. We still have some of the big bag of chips.
They might do drop some for us.
Yeah. I say we fight one more round. Yeah, another bag pop one.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, so is Gertrude still at the top of the initiative lead here?
I think me and Gertrude have been swapping between the button and fighting.
Yeah. So, Gertrude, what are you going to do? You're surrounded by puppets still. Popcorn is popping.
Gertrude is going to go in for a standard attack. I don't have the gusto, don't have the grip to burn, so... just
going
to go for
a scruffy detail. Yeah, okie dokie. And you don't have any food to use. No?
I've got the big bag of chips, but I want to have that after the battle.
Fair enough. Yep, that thing just scurries out of the way. You do not hit anything, I'm afraid. Jacob, off you go.
Alright, Gertrude, on the button. Jacob is burning some grit here. He's going to spin his keys out of his backpack and... attack. We had 4 grit to start, so d6 plus 4 and
8. It rolls a 9.
Well, fuck it.
You can add another grit to that if you would like.
No. Jacob swings his keys and just skiffs the fur on one or two of them, but does no damage.
Enough. Right, so we have 4 of them that are kind of split up around this area. So we're dealing with the one that's kind of closest towards Gertrude. So that is a d8 of a scrap. A 3. Gertrude, can you get a 3?
My scurry is d8.
Can indeed. We've got another one over here that's coming up behind Manny. Gonna come and tickle him. That's a 2.
Scurry, plus 1. I've not got fucking dice up. Okay, plus 1, 4.
Yep, that's 4. Okie dokie. And we got one over here that's going to try and touch the token with a 7.
No.
Not your
Cloaca
again.
Token,
not my Cloaca.
Up again.
Oh dear. Okay, well, this one's going to take a nice felted slap at you. For a 3. Brett, you have enough DR, I imagine, don't you?
I have 8 DR.
So it just kind of sucks its face up your badger skin.
Well-armed bark.
Is it my badger skin?
Yeah, secretly Kolaris has been skinned alive and hasn't noticed yet.
Ah, beaver skin. And that one goes after Kolaris the fourth.
Fuck. Oh well. That's a four. I'm gonna hit.
Oh dear. Well, that's that's a natural 8. Don't forget you have your ability, however, to make
your attacks. Let's go gambling! So that's an instinct, I think it's a 5, right?
Yes, it's 5. That's a 6. You only take the 2, your DR automatically then knocks that off.
Barely even felt it. Get
fucked. But a scratch. Manuel, you are on top of the bar. You stand, the popcorn stand, as it were. There's the glass slide behind you, up in front of you. And there's two puppets coming up for you.
He's going to just try to kick one off, or like whack it off with the truncheon off the counter if he can.
Go on, whack off that puppet.
Ugh. 6.
This puppet's specifically called Jack. So you're gonna whack off Jack.
Whack off Jack. Ah, fuck you, you bastard.
Do your damage, but don't forget these have a DR of 6.
It's fine. I have that's where I should have. An 8 and a 12. You were saying
goddamn.
So that's 10. Okay, you're basically gonna take most of the limbs off of this thing. It's still alive, but it's kind of falling to the ground a bit. It's in pieces, but it's still there. Tuka,
does it have a cart for its nose?
No, but it has buttons for eyes.
That won't fit.
What am I gonna do? Alright, well, I'm gonna do a quarter. I'm gonna go ahead and swing with my quarter mace at this one here that looks like he's straight out of Six Nights at Debbie's. Absolutely awful. So I'm gonna swing at it with my quarter mace. Just no. Why do I have horrible scrap? I just have absolutely horrendous scrap.
Little bit, buddy. Little bit. And it's a 7.
So I'm not even gonna try. Yeah.
Just floats away slightly, you know. You'll notice these things don't climb, they just kind of rise up on their strings ever so slightly. Kind of horrifying because they're silent and they're just staring, mouths open. And there are two of them that are now gonna go after. Yeah, Manny Manure. Two of them.
Okay.
Out of time. That's a 4 and a 1. Can you do a 4 and a 1? Their soulless eyes staring into you.
Not a freaking chance, and.
Oh, not a fucking chance either.
No.
Actually, you get a plus one on that, don't you?
Yeah, I'll have a 2, but I've both failed.
Well, no, you got to succeed the second one.
Yeah. They also got a nat 1.
Yeah, so one of them's going to bonk you for. It's only 2, but I guess you have DR, don't you?
Yes, I have 4 DR.
Oh, there you go. This is kind of a stalemate battle. But hey, Kolaris, off you go.
Kolaris has his.
Yeah, we're just having fun waiting on the popcorn. Kolaris is going to wind up, and he still has the big bone from the previous episode. That's still running. Biggest bone around. So he's going to smack this guy. Or try to at least. That is a 9. Ooh.
That's
yeah.
A 1.
And that is going to be for 21 damage, sir. As he's going to swipe the bone down and just utterly turn this thing into rags.
It just disintegrates into a pile of felt and googly eyes.
When we're done with these falls, remind me to grab some booze on the way out. It's Molotov o'clock.
Yes. Sounds a good idea, and yes, you will notice with a quick look behind you, there is indeed alcohol.
Yippee! It's been this far into the season and we haven't made a Molotov cocktail yet. It's a disgrace, man.
I know. What's been going on there?
You gave us a flamethrower, we got distracted.
I gave you a flamethrower and, you know, not a lot happened with it.
Yeah, that's why we're going for molotovs now.
Is it even worse?
Useless arse flamethrower.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't give you an overpowered weapon if you're using your bum hole to power it, can I now?
I have.
You can if you weren't a coward, man.
A power bum.
Yeah, that does sound like coward talk.
Bats of glory.
Well, in your case, shards of glory.
That was one time. That was one time.
Off you go.
Godwin, are you alive?
Bending.
Fuck, he's dead.
No,
Gavin, no.
Oh, there he is, finally. You know we are recording this, buddy.
No, I know that, but my landlord walked in, so they're like, sorry. Oh. I talked to him.
Hello, landlord.
He's done now, that's cool. So, yeah, well, my note, where's the popcorn ready? I've been nearly done now. It's been around.
You have another couple of minutes. It's probably near enough done, anyway.
Okay, so I'm just going to bonk him with my shaving razor again.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've got a 10.
Oh, that's a sexy 10. Yeah, you hit it.
Yeah, yeah. Now the D8, got 5.
Unfortunately, though, they have a DR of 6. So,
yeah, that is jank.
Well, I can't make it too easy. And with that, you'll notice even more have started to join the fray.
Well, bugger me.
Drawn in by the noise of all the popping, the noises and the fighting. It's going to get a little bit more crowded as time goes by. You have another popcorn thing ready and waiting. It pops out, slides down a little chute, ready and packaged neatly just for you.
Jacob. Right, Jacob's going to take the chance to round up the troops, to grab the popcorn, and to get the fuck out.
Oh, that's on your turn, though. Does everyone else get out on their turn?
All right, so they've got to wait until somebody's...
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what.
Oh, wait, what? You didn't tell me this? Oh, that's very convenient.
Okay, so Jacob grabs the popcorn, gets some distance from them, he jumps back up to the vent. Is there anything I can do from the vent that will help?
Lower the rope.
I mean, yes, I'm lowering the rope for everyone. Is there...
A bandolier.
Yeah.
I think that's it, actually. I don't think there's much else I can do, except from retreat here.
Yeah, so... You can... Yeah, you can successfully jump away if you want.
That's basically it. So I'm going to prepare the exit for the rest of the troops. So once those four in the turn order go, your escape should be easy.
Yeah, I'd say you can hold out a hand, as it were, to help everyone up. I could be a bit
give them advantage on their retreat rolls.
Considering you didn't.
Well, roll. No, we don't. We now don't have to jump up. It's climb. Not all of us are rabbits, you know.
Yeah, my powerful hind legs.
Right, D8 against Gertrude. That's a 2. That's one of them comes felting for you.
Is it Scurry, right? Or
yes, Scarlet. This is episode 27. Anyway, it'll hit you for an 8.
Sorry, I didn't hear you confirm that there. Is it Scurry to dodge?
Yes, it is.
Carmen, you have a hit. You've been hit for an 8.
Yeah. No, I could take that. Yeah, I could still take that. It's fine.
Don't forget your DR.
Yes, I do have 4 DR. So
there you go.
It's fine. It's not like you've been playing this game for nearly a year.
I haven't been playing it for like 6 months now.
I'm half
here. Over 6 months.
Yeah.
He started in
12. He's been playing on his own.
Okay. The one that's battered and bruised and felting around and being half destroyed is coming for Manny Manure. Rolls for a 3.
Okay. 5 plus 1 is 6.
Misses. One's going to climb up the rest of the way of the popcorn mountain. It's coming for that Tukey bird again. That's a three.
I shall do a scrap. Scrammy. It's a six.
Yeah, that's a good roll. One's gonna come after Polaris. It's making its way out the glass. For a six.
Come at me, bro.
It's Scurry. Uh-oh. That's a net one.
Oh dear. Well, let's see how much this hits by. That's six.
And I'm obligated to see if I can make it eight.
That you are.
Right, hey, that's an eight there.
Yep, so you don't take the two, but of course you have to. Oh. Right,
I'm invincible! You can't touch me!
Exactly. Maddie, it's your turn. You're going to have to run across and get up, but I want a good description.
Alright. Well, my question is, say I wanted to get up to where Jacob is it would I need to jump or anything else like that?
No. I mean, you know, give me a good enough kind of storyline for it, I might just let you do it.
It's more of we're outnumbered, and you can see that we look a bit under pressure and a bit stressed. He's going to, just to give his team, his friends, his little pack, some cover, a little boost. He is basically going to use an ability I've never used in this campaign yet. He's going to use Stinky, just so if any of the puppets that want to attack the guys, they're going to have to deal with the odor. Stinky, you generate a cloud of putrid odors. Burn 3x grit. I can't come near because it's not animals.
Rip. Just get out of here. Yeah. Save yourself.
Ah, fuck, I wanted this. I wanted to be cool for a change.
You've never been cool, Manny. We all know this.
I'm not cool, I'm shit. Yeah, it's like a bit bewildered. He can't actually do what he wanted to do. He's just basically run along. A bit hunched down, a bit ashamed of himself, and just get into the little socket again.
You can say you let out a cheeky squeaker as you go past Toucan.
He's a boost for his job.
Rocket
boost. Toucan, your turn. What are you going to do? You're trying to get out of there, or are you going to stay and fight?
Oh my god, I can't breathe!
I'm definitely getting out of here. I'm definitely getting out of here.
I fly up.
That's all that, you just fly up. Very dramatic.
He has got wings.
I literally have wings. Yeah, I can. Yeah, there's no issue.
I just expected a lot more. That's all. We built it up so great.
From you.
Yeah.
He's catty shit.
They're all staring googly eyed towards the people remaining. One of them's looking up at Kalaris. He's gonna go for three.
I'm not afraid of you, you barely managed to under scratch from me. There's been like 14 of you fuckers. That's another one, nat one though. Again.
That's an eight.
Ah, damn it.
That's a ten.
Yeah, it's a ten, fuck. Damn it. Well, a seven, but. So I'm still fine, but this is gonna make the next part a little bit more risky.
That's kind of embarrassing. Somehow this puppet manages to get one of its strings and just slices down your arm or something.
Well, you had to get me eventually, I guess.
It is your turn now.
Right. Because I am Il Quicko Dasher and I don't want to leave Gertrude with this job, I'm going to run my ass over to wherever the liquor cabin is. As Polaris looks for a fine bourbon. Or perhaps a...
No, stout. Just get out of here. Save yourself. I'll hold him back.
No. Give me a minute. That one will do.
And he's going to try and grab a bottle of liquor off the shelf to hike to take with him for Molotov and possibly self-indulgent purposes. As he'll then scramble along the top of the counter, jump up on top of the popcorn thing. Okay.
see if you know which one has the most highest alcohol.
Grab the bottle of wine instead.
Don't speak that into existence, Flower. A6 is the highest I can get.
Yeah, you get a decent kind of vodka or something, you know.
Rum?
I get Amaranotto, if you know what that is. So don't drink it.
Yes.
Yeah, he scurries across the top of it and then jumps up. Oh, my joints! Onto the tall popcorn monument thing that Gertrude is on, and then from that scrambles up the bandolier with his little badger legs with the bottle tucked into his mouth.
Yep, and off you go up to the top, leaving Gertrude alone amongst the puppets.
Gertrude has a cunning plan. Gertrude's gonna back
goodbye!
Up. Goodbye! Yeah, he's gonna slowly back up to the rope amongst all the enemies surrounding. Him? No, established that.
Be
anyway.
Good.
It's Gertrude. Gertrude's always female.
Ah,
oh, no, never established it.
Yeah. Carbon's new, okay? It's not like he's been here for the first
Gertrude
time.
Gertrude is a male? Yeah, okay. Hey, now I'm done. You're ruining the character I created!
The closest we ever made to anything else was probably the Fallout Gertrude, because the Fallout Gertrude didn't have anything, so you know.
Hey, Gertrude can be who we want her to be, and we can't judge and dictate these times of dates. And anyway, as Gertrude backs up to the rope, she's going to drop one of her handy dandy bombs and scurry up the rope as a little, and leave that as a little gift for all the enemies.
How much grit are you spending?
Yeah, Carmen, no.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
All the grit. All of it.
This is the thing, I do have that bag of chips. I think it is, what, 10 SP I get for that?
Do you seriously not remember?
I think it was a 10-10. I just didn't watch
it. It was a 10-10, well done.
See, that's my memory. So yeah, I'm gonna burn. How can I actually burn 10 grit then?
Jesus.
Okay.
Big boom.
So what's it, D? Was it 20 and then 10?
Sorry, can we read it out? I forget.
Go on, read it out for me one more time.
Burn X grit to summon a bomb that deals D20 plus X damage to anyone in a nearby range of the explosion, including the bomb, so the bomber, unless
it's
fast.
Yep, needless to say, as you go up, you drop a bomb behind you. They'll start trying to come up. They'll see the bomb. We have an understanding, and you just pull the fuck out. A good couple.
Right.
The ones that came in earlier, like a little bit later on, are still just kind of wandering around. They're hovering around the popcorn machine as it dings one more time, and the popcorn falls out of the tray onto the floor. They kind
I
of all
thought
just.
We had to stand on that button.
I did say you would get a few seconds in between. So, you ruined
anyway,
the vents.
Gertrude's going to eat that big bag of chips. Straight away.
Well, roll me 2d10s. The first one is your health, the second one is your grit. One health and 10 grit.
Like
I mean, I needed the grit more than the health, so okay, I'll take that.
Fair enough. How much health are you on, by the way?
15.
15? Jeez.
Yep. 15 health, 15 grit. Because I used 5 for the 10 for the bomb, so...
Yeah, you got a free bomb out of it, but you did eat a packet of chips.
Yeah.
So, as you're all kind of banging through the ventilation shaft, as Gertrude is just munching away on a packet of crisps, any vents you see, there are puppets that are looking up. You get back into the green room, which again, I still don't have anything for yet. And the critters all kind of hide to one side for a moment. Unsure of what's coming through the vents. Until they see you, pop your heads out. And one of them will gingerly approach and be like, did you get the food?
Of course we got the food. It was easy. Hardly any trouble at all.
Do you got the money? Did you get the stuff? Do you have the stuff? Do you have the money?
Do you want it salted or sweet?
Where's the suitcase?
What money?
Don't worry,
what is money?
They're just making meta narrative jokes.
Are you wearing a fucking wire? He's wearing a fucking wire!
He's a puppet!
Just with the popcorn you have will be a D6 and 6.
Hang on one second. Do we need to give all the popcorn to them? We got 3 bags of it, didn't we?
Yeah, 2 of them need to go over.
Yeah, we get
1 left. With an SP of 4.
Wait, who's munching the popcorn? Are we all?
Hmm?
We could share it.
I mean, if you want to share a D6 between 5 people, sure.
No, I'm fine.
I'm pretty good on my end. Yeah. If you want to, I'll stay where I'm at.
My health's fine.
I won't lie. My grit is in pretty rough shape.
You go for it, my badger friend. You have that popcorn.
But your health is also fucked.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
I don't want to kill Gertrude by being selfish about my snacks.
Gertrude's fine. Yeah, Gertrude will always survive.
I'll take it, because I really, really need something.
Go for it then. So roll me 2d6s and...
Which one's the grit?
The first one's the health, the second one's the grit.
Well, okay.
That is unfortunate. It's a 4 and a 1.
It's a 4 and a 1. Alright, you lot, you thespian folks. You've been living here for a while, right?
Just a bit.
Is, there anywhere with food, potentially, that is a little less guarded than the, main kiosk? Vending machines, or trash cans, or whatever the fuck.
I mean, unfortunately, not in this kind of area, I'm afraid. The main Pickens. Kiosk, yeah. I mean, it was a pretty clean theatre when it was open.
Not
a great fair deal enough. That we could have done, I'm afraid.
Is there any storerooms where they maybe keep old food, like in like storage?
Back at the kiosk.
Honestly, I'd take even fake blood made out of corn syrup at this point.
Also, what the fuck is this appear to them? Hello.
Uh oh.
What is this?
Is it time for the episode again?
I think you put the wrong thing here.
That was not me. I didn't even know what
a green room.
Oh, fuck you, hell. 11, back in.
In the green room?
No, I mean, the only places we can get food from are the kiosk. You know, that's where the food was. Anything from there is... It's where it is.
Not to completely derail Matt's plan for this episode, but given that my health is fine, my grit's a little fucked. Gertrude's really not looking too hot.
I'm fine. With a bum shake in the air, like,
yeah.
I'm fine.
That's not the truthful kind of I'm fine. We might need to create a distraction somewhere else and then have one or two of us raid the kiosk. Especially since, you know, there happens to be boss fights pretty frequently in a couple of episodes from now.
And
I don't want to do that with no healing items.
That's hardly the producer's fault. Maybe in a few minutes you might have a delivery that could potentially be of some use.
Yes. Well, in any case then, what do we need to do next?
I mean, now you've given us food, I mean, we can indeed cause a distraction. It is potentially possible we can go back to the kiosk, but, I mean, a distraction won't last too long, so you'll only really be able to do one or two things, maybe at most.
Will it be enough time for us to eat the food that is there?
I mean...
Maybe wait on the food.
Yeah, there's food in the train, Gertrude. Just you calm yourself.
Oh,
I mean, you'll also know there is one more popcorn thing on the floor in the kiosk area.
Yeah,
the puppets
will not touch
that.
All the puppets.
Well, stick to the original plan. Get to the prop cupboard, then get on stage and see if we can't confront the We do know that it's a spider, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's webs everywhere, kind of thing. Yeah. You know, all the puppets are webbed up.
We want to confront this chap and find out what the hell is he doing here.
Alright. Fair enough. The only way that we're going to get food at this point would be to scavenge in the next room. There's nothing in this room, I'm assuming.
You can go back to the kiosk. I keep saying you can go back, but again, you'd probably just end up eventually the puppet. I'd say you could probably get at least two things worth off before puppets start coming back your way.
Let's split up, Gertrude. You go back to the kiosk, and we will go to the prop room.
Can I take Badger with me, and maybe we can try our rope trick again?
Sure. Come on, then, Gertrude. Let's have our buddy cop moment.
Yeah.
Yay, split the party.
You tie me up.
Yes.
I'm over here.
Okay. Well, just before you split the party, you'll hear your very familiar, friendly voice. Oh, hello there. As our postperson Peter Doll comes rocketing in through the vents. And Jay, I want you to give us the ad read for the episode.
All right, then.
Well, howdy there, folks. Come on down and get some peach pop rocks. They're the poppinest rocks you could ever want. They come in many flavors, but to be honest, you won't be able to taste any of them because poppers are just like that. You taste the pop, nothing else. With peach pop rocks, we have got new formula that lets us make the brightest sparking pop rocks around. More flavor dusted you will, again, never taste in your life than anyone else. These things are downright explosive with flavor. Pete's Pop Rocks, the only Pop Rocks you need.
Very nice. Are you wanting that to do anything in particular?
I think it should be like a couple of those like little packets, you know, one that claims to be cola flavored, the other one that claims to be apple, but they all just taste the same.
Yeah.
The kind of thing. And I think they should be a little bit of health maybe, but mostly grit.
Mostly grit, somewhat health.
Yeah, because Pop Rocks seem like a grit thing. They're not nutritious, exactly.
Roll me a d10, and that'll be how much grit you'll get back for this.
Four.
Oh, only four.
Yeah.
I'd say six at least, you know, fuck it, why not?
Yes, so. And how many of these Pete Pop Rocks do I get?
Yep, roll me another d10. Fuck it.
My luck is bad. It's going to be like a one. Two. Yeah.
You get two packets.
Two packets of Pete's Pop Rocks.
SP of one each.
Okay.
They're kind of small. So yeah. You get a packet of Pop Box and off fucks postperson Peter on his rocket ship.
And they are six grit.
Yes. Are you actually wanting to split the party?
Yes. We want to make you sweat.
We'll just do a quick mission. You said the puppets shouldn't be there anymore. It'd be easy. Fine.
Yeah, and we're going to do our mission. Whatchamacallit tricks.
It would still take about 20 minutes.
I didn't say it.
Actually, it'll take 10 minutes because there's one on the floor. So you'd have 10 minutes where the other team is not with you.
Could we raid, like, the other available snacks? Like the fucking candy packets and stuff? Aren't popcorn specifically?
Alchemy holes on the shelves.
True. Oh, also, how much SP is the Amaretto?
Oh, your alcohol bottle. Yes, I forgot about that. You know, we'll just do it the same as the Donkey Nuts, which was... Hold on, I'm having a look.
The label falls off, it's Donkey Nuts.
It's all Donkey Nuts. I've got to remember where the fucking thing was now, too. Do you remember? Help me.
No way in fucking hell. I do remember that it's 4 SP, because I could never carry it.
Okay, so you do remember. You will help.
I mean, I don't remember the stats. I don't remember the stats, though. I just remember the SP.
I remember being a minus. Oh, there you go.
So it's a bunk of D10, health of 6, minus 4 grit, and an SP of 6.
Minus 4 grit?
Hold on, so...
When it's a broken bottle, it's a bunk of a D9 plus bleed, which won't help you now. SP of 4.
So just give me... Run off the stats, bud. Real quick again, for the whole thing.
SP of 6.
SP 6, okay.
Minus 4 grit because of Alchemy Heroes. And a D6 of health and a D10 bonky bonk.
Okay, good to know. I can still carry it. That's fine.
Cool.
But right. I can't carry any more than that, so we're going to have to load up the popcorn and snacks onto Gertie.
Oh, I can do that.
So, the question is, whilst you two are off rummaging through the kiosk, the critters can go off and cause distraction. However, what do the other three want to do? You were saying about prop cupboard.
This distraction to get to the prop cupboard.
Well, you can always ask the creator itself.
I am.
Ah, right. Well, I mean, the prop cupboard is a bit of a dangerous place. They've also got the...
Let me do some recon then. I'm going to poke my little eyes out from the doorway and try and see down the corridor to the prop cupboard.
Hold on, Mr. Jacob. You might want this. And I hand him my magnifying glass.
Nice, nice. Cheers, mate. Okay, take this surprisingly biological piece of glass and use it as binoculars to try and look down the corridor towards the prop room.
Well, outside the prop room, you will see there are a few puppets around. They are just kind of milling around at the moment. Until the distraction happens, you won't be able to do really much.
Does Jacob know how to count?
I'd imagine so.
How many are there?
Yeah, it's about 4 or 5.
Okay, because he sees 6.
Oh, but that's inside. Which is kind of... I don't have a hallway, so you're just there.
The question you asked, Cap, was not if Jacob can count, it's if Matt can count.
The answer was no.
I was trying to be diplomatic about it. I was
yes,
using I Jacob count. As a smokescreen.
But I'm using a different area for a different thing. So
okay, so Jacob's looking down this hallway. He sees a number of them milling around.
Yes.
He says, I don't want to waste our distraction just getting people away from this prop cupboard. Well, I think that we could probably take them. What do you think, Tugan?
You know, after the whole rat debacle with the sheriff and things, I'm not real gung-ho against being outnumbered again. But I think we could take them if there's only... You know, a few of them, but it
seems
like...
Can we stealth our way down the corridor to the doorway so that we can get a better look inside?
Me? Probably not.
Yeah, Jacob's doing some proper recon here.
Well...
There's a corridor!
Yeah, there you go. Corridor. Boom. Done. So, if you want to go outside the door... You will you'll alert a few of them because, you know, they are kind of watching that area.
All right, so.
Purely because, you know, that's where the noise mostly comes from. That's what they want to look for. That's what they've kind of... That's what they're instructed to do.
So straight corridor, patrols going down it. No real chance of stealth here.
Yeah. And yeah, the critter will come up, will call out behind you. So if you start fighting more, we'll start coming.
All right. I get it. Looks like we're going to have to use... How many distraction points do we have here?
Well, you get a decent one for starters. If you're splitting the party up, that could potentially work in your favour. Because once that first initial round goes by... The popcorn machine will start making more noise and it can attract them over there. So it depends on how long
you want Kalaris and Gertrude to basically be decoys.
Yeah, so Jacob is going to suggest that. He's going to say to them, Drake, hang back. 5 minutes. Watch the corridor. And see if those idiots distract them for us.
Gertrude, do you feel a disturbance in the general force?
Funny you should say that, Kalaris.
My nose is just itching a little bit, I don't know.
Yeah, no, my back is all of a sudden twinged.
Yeah. It must be nothing. Must have been the wind.
Yeah, yeah. I think we should run in guns blazing here and just, you know.
No.
What do you think, Manny? Do you agree?
Yes, I think that's quite a good idea.
Okay, so Jacob and Manny both just hunker down at the moment. Tukin, you good with this plan?
Hell yes. With all of my friends this time, instead of being alone, I'll fucking do anything. Let's fuck them up.
Alright, excellent. So all three of us are going to hunker down and watch these corridor patrols until they start hearing popcorn noises in the distance.
Well, I mean, the critters will aid you in creating a distraction now.
Yeah, I don't think we need the critters' help on this one.
Oh, you don't want them to.
All right, to save that distraction.
Well, without any kind of assistance from the distraction.
It sure is a good thing that that Jacob agreed for the critters to distract things before we started doing this, isn't it, Gertrude? It's nice when we have a plan.
Back to the popcorn stand. You'll see there's about two or three milling around. There's three. There you go. Three. Not doing much, you know.
Now, can we, Gertrude and I, the two lowest health members of the party, happen to see if there's, like, sweetie bags or something also available? Because they did specifically request popcorn, but we're feeding ourselves now. We don't have to care as much.
True. Yeah, I mean, it'll be on the other side of the kiosk, you know, past a few of them. But, yeah, there's a couple of bags around. What condition they're in, you can't really tell from up here. You need to get closer.
And,
you know, roll some instinct.
Okay, yeah, sure. So, I'm gonna burn Silent Port.
Gertrude, I want you to stay up here for the moment, and if I get in deep shit, make some noise and draw them over.
Whoa. Can I do a few more things? So, firstly, have we had a good look around and see if there's anything other than the popcorn? If there are any, you know, extra goodie prizes.
Cartman, are you concussed?
Yes. So, as I said, is there anything else around?
Yeah, there's sweetie bags.
Awesome.
Across the room. We don't know what condition they're in, but if we get a closer look, we'll be able to see them.
All new to me right now.
We're not talking directly at him.
Now, if you could just sign me that in a different language, it'd be great.
Sign you it, bitch? Not on video call.
His hearing is based on direction.
Jay's asking questions of the DM. It's clearly got nothing to do with me.
I'm going to go and do
something else.
Oh, this is Wii Music. You know the DVD video thing? Bonky, right? Every time it hits a corner, he gets a thought.
Fucking hell. Anyway, we're going to jump down.
What were the other things? What were the other things you wanted to do? My plan, Gartman, was to... I have an ability called Silent Port that lets me be sneaky sneaky. I was going to sneaky sneaky my way over to sweet bags to see if we can grab those if they're in any kind of good condition instead of waiting on the popcorn machine again.
Well, there's already a popcorn in there, so we can...
Oh yeah, we can definitely nab that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can pick that up.
But I have a feeling we're going to need more than one healing thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. I want to get as much as we can. Maybe bring some back for the others.
So, if you roll one distraction, I can be sneaky sneaky, because both of us are kind of low on health. We don't really want to get fucked up here.
Distraction.
Yeah, I mean, just be your loudest, worst self.
Matt, what's the lowest grit I have to burn for my bomb? It doesn't say on the. About a minimum.
A quarter of one grit, firecracker.
If he tosses a bomb into the popcorn machine, can he instantly cook all the popcorn?
No.
But if I surely if I throw it like far enough, it will distract him all right for a turn.
Oh yeah.
I mean, sure. Yeah, I'd want you to roll me a scurry check to see how far you can throw it.
Can he pass a bomb to me and have me chuck
As Kalaris is dropping down, you know.
Yeah. Oh God.
How
no,
can
don't
you get back up.
I mean, it's scurry.
The bandolier's still there, right? I didn't take it back.
Alright, fair enough.
Did I? I might have taken it back. I don't remember.
But yeah, no, I can do this. I just roll D8. D8's pretty good. Inter did that on that one.
So you're spending one.
Yes, spending one. Just to make a little bang.
Your scurry check was a one. Yeah, okay, so unfortunately you just kind of drop it out below you.
Cool.
And instead of basically doing what you wanted it to do, it has attracted a whole bunch more. They now kind of look around and they're kind of now somewhat more alert.
So I'm going to burn one grit to activate Silent Pour. I move completely silently for about 10 seconds, and gain advantage on scurry / sneak checks.
Right. So
we've got the two opposite ends of the stealth spectrum working together here.
You have bonus against sneaky, sneaky.
Yes, good sneaky, sneaky, very sneaky.
So that needs to be an instinct. These guys have a very poor instinct. They have an instinct of a d6. So, that's 6d6.
Okay, so I have...
isn't too bad.
Advantage and plus 2.
Yeah, so I would say you need to be...
9.
Yeah, you know, somehow you manage to just kind of drop down as these things all coalesce on something else.
Yeah, he's got his back pressed to like the shelving, looking back and forth, scurrying along on his tiptoes, stopping, then looking around again before scurrying onwards. He's got that like classic cartoon bandit posture, which is fully hunched over. And Clarice is gonna make his way over to the sweets. Sweets kiosk.
Well, it worked somehow. Good job, Gertrude.
Inside, you will find many different packets from Fun Urchin's very own Jerry Bow. Yep.
Have you got the Fantastics?
No, but they have the Licktastics instead.
Oh.
The off-brand ones. Well, better than nothing.
Do any of them look in good enough condition to not be like... I mean, they're sugary sweets. They're probably fine, but...
Just roll me an instinct anyway, just to see on the safe side.
That's an 8.
Yeah, I mean, you can find at least a good... Roll me a
d10. Don't do this to me again. Oh, 6.
You can find 6 packets that are in decent enough condition. They haven't all moulded together or stuck to the floor. Or they haven't been eaten by ants.
I think with a spider in here, you wouldn't have that problem.
Right, so Kalaris can't actually carry these motherfuckers. He's kind of maxed out capacity.
Yep, they're an SP of 2 each.
2 each, so...
Yeah, D8 and D8.
Cartman, how much SP have you got free?
Not much, but I'll be willing to spend a bit if I can get some back in health.
SP, not grit.
Oh, sorry, I get the two mixed up. 4 SP.
4, so he can carry 2 of these things.
Yeah, but he'd have to come down and get them.
Alright. Oh god, I've just had a horrible but great idea. I should have left Cartman with one of the pop rock packets, really, because these are loud. I really fucked myself here. I should have left him with the amaretto thing. I wasn't thinking. Alright. So I kind of need Gertrude to get up here. Okay, so I can't carry these things.
Nope.
What Clarice is going to do is kind of like bundle them all into a pile and edge a little bit closer to the puppets with them, just kind of shoving them in front of himself. Then he is going to run away from them a little bit to like here, so that he's like, so essentially the puppets are in between him and Gertrude. And then he's going to
You're running along the bottom of the counter then, yes?
Yeah, essentially kind of like to about here. And then he's going to down a packet of Pop Rocks to make a loud popping noise to distract the puppets. And also so he can get a bit of grip back, because I'm going to need it for this.
Just a little bit. So, as you scurry along under the counter, you pop your packet of rocks. We will cut to the other unit. And, yeah, so there's the three of you in the hallway.
Listen, ears up.
You can hear that kind of...
I don't have quite the same ears as you, or, yeah.
I can hear popping.
Well, to start off with, you can hear them kind of banging around in the air vents. There's a distant kind of shuffling and, you know. Suddenly there's a loud bang. And, yeah, the puppets that are in the hallway start wandering towards the sound of the noise, and you have a free and open hallway.
Fabulous. Jacob's going to creep out, keep his back to the wall. It's going to go permission impossible.
Mm-hmm.
His own
it's dark.
Spy theme tune.
It's a bit creepy. There's a few webs everywhere. But for the most part,
making his way towards the prop room.
Yeah. Okay. So as you get to the prop room, you can sneak your way inside, having a look.
Yes, hide behind a couple of prop barrels.
You're behind a couple of prop barrels, yes. You'll find there's a critter busily working away on a sewing machine before much larger puppets standing around it. All just kind of staring. And two little ones that are just kind of milling around.
Alright, Chavs, looks like we've got ourselves a mini boss situation here.
Hmm.
So,
is that Joshua?
Okay, so there are currently six puppets to deal with.
Mm-hmm. There are the bigger ones, and there are the little ones.
And this critter that's on the sewing machine, can we sort of tell his allegiance from here?
Other than the fact it's sweating, not a lot else that you can really tell from it. It doesn't seem too happy. You can kind of hear it muttering under its breath, but...
Other than hopefully he'll appreciate getting saved.
Can I see if it's like chained up or something? Like if it was to clear out these puppets, is it like chained to the sewing machine?
From the distance you're at and from the angle you're at, I will say I'll need a instinct of 7.
Okay.
To determine if you can see from here.
Do with that.
Yeah, I've only got a D8 for instinct. That's a 4 I rolled.
Can I? Yeah. So we're looking to see if the chain is like he's chained
if
up.
If there's a chain. Yeah.
Ah, so can I use this as a loophole? Because Noggin uses stuff finding. I'm trying to find the chain to see. So I'm trying to see if he's chained. Could I use Noggin instead of Instinct? Or do you want me to do Instinct since they did Instinct?
I would rather the Instinct because it is specifically seeing rather than looking. Rather than chain knowledge.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it's not change knowledge. It is stuff finding, so I could use it to find stuff. That's what it says. But, you know what? Since they did Instinct, I will as well. And I got a 7.
Yeah, you do see there is a chain on this thing. And the rest of you will also see that these things are not just normal puppets. They also have weapons. You are in the prop cupboard after all.
Ah. Well, shit. Right.
Prop swords and the like.
Hmm. Right, I might need to think about this one, try and separate some out. Now, I have a suggestion. I do have my bottle of no fuck fabric softener. I could start this encounter by spraying all of these puppets from a stealthy position. Now that would give them disadvantage on their attacks.
Mm-hmm. How many times around was that? I think it was 10 uses, wasn't it?
Yes.
And 2 uses is the disadvantage on attack, wasn't it?
No, that's just the standard. It's just disadvantage on attack, 10 uses.
There was one that did 2 as well. I can't remember what it was. Because I said you wanted something for 2 and I gave it to you in the end.
I think it was to give us advantage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll give you guys advantage. Yes. So, there's 2 different combat scenarios about to take place.
So, I could use 6 of my uses here to give them disadvantage.
Mm-hmm. That you could.
I could use the additional 4 to give us advantage on the big ones.
That would be
all 10 uses used of the fabric softener. And then we can fight.
I'll point out this. I'll put this like this. If you perhaps use this in conjunction with a bomb from Gertrude, you might be able to get a better coverage of all of them much more equally.
Alright, so you're telling me that if I can go and get Gertrude, get her to make a bomb using the no-fuck fabric softener, we can get advantage on all of them.
Attach the conditioner to the bomb and it kills them all.
Now,
wait, hang on. Could you fill the... Oh, never mind.
I do have a skunk gland sucker 3000 used to suck out skunk juice, and we have a skunk here with us.
What?
Right, what can you do with the skunk juice once you've sucked it?
That's what I want to know.
I mean, you know, we could... I mean, we're saying we want to make a bomb. I mean, I just figured...
Yeah, I'm just saying, can we use the skunk sucker on the no-fuck fabric softener in order to do it in a similar way to create a much stronger spray?
And we could. Is this like one of those... Is this like a shop vac... which I know is a brand, but also is what I call them, shop vacuums. I will take it. It is a brand. I agree. I will take it. Okay. If you want me to.
I won't worry about that. No, purely because I know what you mean by shop vac. It's the same as when we were saying Hoover and stuff like that as well.
Yeah,
it's
which I didn't know.
They are just what they are.
Which I will recommend. I know in the UK, I have actually looked it up that you guys do refer to one as a Hoover. Even though here in America, it is actually a brand. So I will say the same thing. If you're willing to give me that, I give that. But on a shop vac, you can blow air as well as sucking in air. So does my skunk gland sucker 3000 also blow air? Can I blow things out with it as well? Or is it just absorbed?
Yeah, why the fuck not?
Yes,
around the fact that we don't need Gertrude here, we can do it ourselves.
I would say, Mr. Jacob, if you put the fabric softener in my skunk gland 3000, we may be able to blow it onto them, like from a very famous video game that you suck in ghosts into a vacuum. And they also can blow it out. There is a blowout option for that vacuum.
So, we will end up leaving this episode right here. As Took By the sounds of it, you're readying this vacuum right up against Manny's butthole.
We're about asking.
Well, no, it's the opposite. If we're going to blow it out, then we're just going to put the fabric softener in the end of it. We're not even going to put this up to Manny's butthole. My original plan was to put it in Manny's butthole, get some of the stink, put it with the fabric softener, boom, bomb. But since you said we can blow it out,
fabric softener into his butt.
Yeah, we're going to put it in his butt. Yeah, yeah, we're just going to add an extra step for no reason. Instead of putting it directly into the vacuum, hey, Manny, I want you to put this fabric softener in your butthole, and then we'll suck it out of your butthole. We're just going to add an extra step for no reason for shits and giggles.
Yeah, for literal shits.
Yeah, literal shits and giggles. We're hoping to be giggling at the end of it, but it's all shits and giggles until someone giggles and shits.
Okay, so what do you want to roll in order to shove this fabric softener up Manny's arse?
Yeah, we're just going to shove it deep up there. It's going to be a game of hide and seek to see if we can find it. So we can find it later with the sucker.
Because it got a flared base.
Yeah, absolutely. We're just going to hope we can find it. Absolutely. Put it in all the way up there. It better touch your damn colon.
Your prostate.
And with that, we will close this episode down.
I can taste it.
Find us on Blue Sky.
I haven't been able to taste fabric softener. I can only taste TikTok. Fabric softener.
YouTube. and any other pod thing that you can find us on. Give us a review, give us a comment, and for the love of God, please save me.
Comment your favourite scent of fabric softener for us to defile.
Yes, do it. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.